I know it's a sexy name. I don't think Russell Westbrook makes any sense for the Houston Rockets. I don't think Cecil, he makes any sense for this team, because I don't know how you win a championship with Russell Westbrook being one of your two best basketball players.
Yeah, I agree. I think only way he will fit here if you can play with two basketballs. I said that before. I think that's the only way you can play, because he's such a ball guy. He needs the ball in his hands. I mean, if you look how Russell Westbrook plays, he averages a triple-double, but he has the ball in his hands every single time he's coming up the court. It's not like a big rotation of what's going on. It's not like he's passing the ball and cutting and moving. It's not like he can play off the ball and shoot the ball well. I mean, I think he's last year was around the lower 30% of shooting from three. So if he comes here and James Harden is the main ball handler, and Chris Paul, when James Harden is sitting down, he's the main ball handler. Now, I do think Chris Paul can be, you know, play off the ball, catch, shoot, facilitate off the ball like that. But I'm not sure if Westbrook can. And I'm not sure if Harden wants to. Because with Harden, it doesn't matter if he wants to or not. Now, I know him and Harden are friends, right? And they played together in OKC. But yep. That was a different time. Harden was a sixth man, and he was the starting point guard. So now you come here where Harden was an MVP candidate the last 2 years.
It's his team.
It's a whole nother mindset. It's a whole nother Harden, basically, that you're playing with.
Except the problem is that I think he's just much less equipped to be a winning player in today's NBA, because he doesn't shoot and he's not a great passer. That makes sense, Westbrook, like he puts up big assist numbers.
Yeah,
but when I watch him play, I never feel like his passing is on the level of a Harden or somebody along those lines, where there's a natural instinct to the passing for him. It's so much about just the physicality and the raw athleticism, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. He's more of a drive, and when they collapse on him, he dishes to Steven Adams, and he'll dunk it or something, or he'll drive and dish it to Paul George, and they'll shoot. He's a high energy guy. He's a guy that I love to watch play. But is he a champion? The style of play that he plays with right now, can you win a championship with that? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
He'll help the Rockets with it. The way he plays.
Do you guys think Russell Westbrook makes any sense for the Rockets? Cecil and I do not. 713-572-4610. Ray on Mad Radio. Ray, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How's you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I got just a couple of comments I would like to make. Long-time listener, and I ain't got to listen. I was on the fence with the Westbrook situation at first, but I'm more along the lines of the talent wise, and everybody's saying that Westbrook can't shoot threes and what will he do with D'Antoni's offense. But if you notice, D'Antoni allows Chris Paul to shoot threes as well. He'll let Westbrook play his game. He's just not going to let Westbrook shoot threes. He'll let Westbrook play his game, which is attacking the basket and doing things like that. So I was on the fence with it at first, but if you're going to keep Chris Paul, which I think you should. I don't think you should include him in that. So if you keep Chris Paul, then you absolutely bring Westbrook in. You can never have enough talent. And as we can all see, the West is getting pretty stacked right now. So I'll hang up and listen. But I just think that you can never have enough talent. And with the friendship of Paul and Harden, they'll find some kind of way to make it work. And I'll hang up and listen and see what you guys have to say.
All right, thank you, Ray. So there's a vote to bring in Russell Westbrook. I'm a little shaky, though, on the reasoning with the first part of the phone call, because, you know, Westbrook's not a good three-point shooter. He's never been a good shooter. And, you know, Chris Paul, for all of his warts and what we've seen, like the aging of the last year or so,
yeah,
he's still a good shooter. He's still somebody who's dangerous on the outside, who these teams are going to want to defend.
Yeah.
Westbrook's the kind of player who a lot of times you're watching and you're like, I want him to shoot. I want that guy to shoot because it's going to help me win.
Now, I think a good point that he did make was you can never have enough talent. And if you look at Chris Paul last year when it comes, I forgot what game it was, but he tried to create at the end of a playoff game, and he just looked old and sloppy and overweight. He just can't do that anymore. Westbrook, on the other hand, he can create. He definitely can, at the end of a game, drive, dribble, kick it to James Harden. But that's the thing. Will he be, and he being James Harden, be willing to play off the ball if Russell Westbrook comes to town? I think that's the biggest thing. They play so differently. Or they play so similar, I should say, because they always have the ball in their hands.
They play similarly in that they have the ball in their
hands a lot.
Do you know Chris Paul is now a vegan, though? He's now a vegan.
Oh, so maybe he'll – that's not going to do nothing. It's not going to help him.
You don't think so?
No, I'm not a big fan of, vegans and I shouldn't say vegans. I think vegans doing.
You think vegans are
is
great?
Awesome. I think vegans are great, but when it comes to like helping you, as far as for him, Chris Paul, he's getting older.
He is getting older.
He's getting older. He's not the same Chris Paul that we've seen in past years. So him being a vegan has nothing to do with what I think will further or help his basketball career as far as him aging.
But what if being a vegan is something that helps him put himself in the proverbial best shape of his life, allows him to lose that extra 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds?
The only thing being a vegan would do is help him not look as fat in that Rockets uniform. That's about it. That, everything else will, because he's aging. I mean, you can't beat the aging fact. He looks slower. He looks, and he's still good. Don't get me wrong. He's still a very good player, but he's not the same Chris Paul that can change a game.
Yeah, he's not the same guy.
As we saw with the Clippers, as we saw with the New Orleans Hornets at the time.
All right, I gotta figure this one thing out. So Cecil Shorts is in with me this morning. Mad Radio, Mike and Cecil. Seth is back later next week. So after everything that went down this weekend, do I have it correct, Cecil, that you have six teams that are clearly better than the Rockets in the West? You have six teams. All right, I got my notepad out. I want to know who these six teams are that are clearly better than the Rockets. Who are these six?
Well, for me, if you just look at the West, and you look what the Rockets did last year, they won, I think, 53 games.
Yes.
And they were the
four seed.
So obviously number one is the Clippers. When you have Kawhi Leonard, when you have Paul George, when you bring back the majority of your team last year that gave a good run to the Warriors early on in the first round with Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell, and then Patrick Beverley. You're in a good position to win.
I think I'm in agreement.
Defensively, oh my gosh, they're going to be
amazing.
Amazing. Then you go to LA. You stay in LA. You go to the Lakers. You got LeBron and AD. That says enough. Actually, you got Boogie Cousins and you got Rondo as well. A couple years ago, that same three.
Yes.
Had a good playoff run.
All right. So you got the Clippers, the Lakers.
Now we're going to Utah.
Okay. I'm good with that.
The addition with Mike Conley.
It's a big move.
With Donovan Mitchell. So you're taking the pressure off Mitchell, and you got Conley, who can pass, who can ditch, who can shoot.
It was a great move.
It was a great move, man. The Warriors, they are still better than the Rockets. Now I know Klay will be gone for most of the season.
While.
They brought D'Angelo Russell. I'm not sure how that will fit, but mentally, they have the edge over the Rockets.
Okay, so you still that one, I'm going to mark that one because I'm not sure if I agree with that. Okay, so you've got the Warriors as being better than the Rockets. So that's four. Who else?
Denver. Number two seed last year. Young guys coming back. They're going to be special. I think Michael Porter Jr., even though he just hurt his knee in practice, I think he is going to be a special player for them. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play. They were two seed last year. I really think they're going to keep improving. And then you guys might not agree with me on this one.
I cannot wait for what this next is.
This one's a wild card.
Okay.
I'm taking a risk here.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, my God. The Dallas Mavericks.
What
did the Mavericks do this offseason that makes you feel like they're better than the Rockets?
Porzingis.
I know they're getting Porzingis back.
Porzingis. You got Luka. You got Porzingis.
Yep.
Pick and roll all day, baby. All day.
But they're not clearly better than the Rockets.
The Rockets have gotten nothing but older. They have made no moves. They got the exact same team they had last year. You signed Austin Rivers back. You signed Daniel House back.
It was the same team, though, keep in mind. That was the four seed. That was the second best. You're bringing back the second best team in the conference from this past season. Now, the Clippers and the Lakers have gotten better. I agree with that part.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rockets were not as good as Denver in the regular season. They would have beaten Denver in the playoffs. They would have beaten Portland in the playoffs. I know those teams may have gotten better,
mm-hmm.
but that's the starting point here. And I am not buying this Mavericks thing.
Oh, I'm all on the Mavericks, baby.
I'm
all on it.
That's a team that in Dallas right now, you know what they're saying? Hey, we could be a playoff team. Whereas I think in Houston, what we're saying is, hey, the Rockets, because of what Kawhi did, the Rockets are still one of those teams that can win a championship.
No. I think the Mavericks, the Rockets are in the same boat now. I think it's, hey, we are a playoff team. Realistically, they're a playoff team. They'll be fighting for the playoffs. They'll be between the 6th and the 8th seed this upcoming year.
How do we know how good Porzingis is going to be coming off a big injury?
We don't. I'm just thinking health-wise, if he comes back, it was the same way he was in New York, that he'll be a big impact on the Dallas organization.
They won 33 games this past season. To get to the playoffs last year, it was 48. So they got to make up like 15 wins or so. which I think they can do, but I don't think the Mavericks are close to being a title contender yet. Because that's like in Dallas right now.
You think Houston's a title contender?
I do, yes. I'm not like that confident in it, but I do think they're still a title contender.
I think that ship has sailed.
You think it's sailed?
I really do. I think that ship has sailed. I think the window for them has closed. And this year, they don't get Westbrook would help talent-wise, and they'll look good. Not sure how much it will help on the court, but I just think that window is closed for them.
So you think it's totally closed?
I think it's closed.
Completely closed.
With the moves that happened this past month in the NBA, I don't see them being a championship contender.
I would agree with you if the Lakers had landed Kawhi Leonard. Then I would feel like they have no chance because the Lakers would just have too much top-end talent. But because Kawhi went to the Clippers, I still feel the Rockets have a chance if everything breaks right and Chris Paul is able to stay healthier and have a better season.
That's a lot, Mike. That's a lot.
I know that sounds crazy.
Chris Paul, guys, that's a lot.
There are crazier things that have happened in the history of the NBA.